Good Thursday. Today is August the 14th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, agricultural weather making headlines as we take a look across the country at all the variety of weather issues we have had north, south, east, and west, and what that means to the larger ag industry and us right here in Ohio. We'll have the details after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Agricultural weather making headlines says the U.S. government ended its support of $1 billion weather and climate disaster tracking by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration earlier this year. However, those extreme events continue to occur, and analysis of the cost of these events by the insurance industry offers some perspective on what has happened so far this year. Now, for the first half of 2025, the insurance broker Gallagher Re, based in London in the United Kingdom, finds that the U.S. was hit with $15 billion weather disasters during the first 6 months of the year from January through June. Now, total damages are estimated at $99 billion, and the number of billion-dollar events for the first 6 months of the year is down from the record 23 events in 2024, but it's on the average with the past 10 years. The Gallagher Re analysis was summarized by meteorologist Jeff Masters of the Yale Climate Connection. The events cataloged from January through June include 12 severe storm events, 2 wildfires, and a drought episode. For year-to-date, the losses from severe thunderstorms in the United States totaled $33 billion. That's the fourth highest on record, behind only 2024, which was $62 billion. 2023 was at $61 billion, and 2011 was $50 billion. Now, there were 2 other severe storm events, which are likely to hit the billion-dollar threshold once those final figures are available. Wildfire damage, which occurred in the L.A. area in January, has the largest total. Gallagher Re finds the total economic damage of the 2 California wildfires, the Palisades Fire and the Eaton Fire, was $65 billion, and the sum is the costliest fire event in the 8th costliest weather disaster in world history, that according to combined analysis from NOAA and Gallagher Re. Now, for the years that NOAA cataloged extreme weather and climate events with the billion-dollar damage benchmark, 403 such events were noted between 1980 and 2024. The total damage from those events exceeded $2.9 trillion in that 44-year period, 115 events, 29% of which occurred during the first 5 years from 2020 to 2024. Now, continued tracking of extreme weather events, occurrences, and costs may depend on private firms' willingness to share at least portions of their in-house findings with the public. Meanwhile, the nonprofit organization Climate Central announced this week it plans to revive the NOAA billion-dollar weather disaster database, and this would offer useful additional perspective if the effort is successful. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to change directions now from talking about weather to talking about pollinators, as the Ag Department recently released its latest look at trends associated with honeybee colonies in the U.S. USDA's Rod Bain tells us more.
A breakdown of U.S. honeybee colonies so far in 2025 from USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service.
January 1st, we had 2.63 million honeybee colonies here in the U.S. That was down 1% from a year earlier, but by April 1st of this year, that number was up to 2.99 million colonies, and that's actually up 6% from that same time frame a year earlier.
As Lance Hodig of USDA NAS further explains,
we only do this report once a year, but we do capture some counts at different times in the year.
He adds the counts are not focused on honeybee operations, but on the colonies themselves. For instance, loss of honeybee colonies.
For the January to March period of this year, 267,000 and some change number of colonies were lost, or about 10%. And that's pretty common to see around a 10% loss rate. In fact, April to June of 2025 also was about 10% of the colonies that were lost. If you look back to October through December of 24, that number was actually 14%. That was the highest quarter that we saw all of last year, so a little bit higher. higher loss.
Yet Hodig is quick to point out that colonies are added back as well. So for this year's honeybee colony survey,
first 3 months of this year, we added 592,000 colonies, followed up by 641,000 in April to June. And so even though we're losing normally 10% of our colonies on an ongoing basis, we're adding them back.
In addition,
you've also got to take care of the colonies you've got. And so we did publish some numbers on those renovated colonies as well. And so in other words, they're doing some work there to revitalize things.
Additional survey findings, varroa mite remains the top stressor of operations with five or more honeybee colonies, and colonies lost due to colony collapse disorder symptoms are up 110% in operations with five or more colonies from the same period last year. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.